Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 1, Becoming a Fluent English Speaker, including subchapter Setting Speaking Goals. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 1, Becoming a Fluent English Speaker. Setting Speaking Goals. As an English learner, one of the most important things you can do to improve your speaking skills is to set clear and specific goals. In this subchapter, I will explain the concept of setting speaking goals and how it can enhance your proficiency in English. Setting goals is not a new concept, but it is often overlooked or underestimated by English learners. When you set goals, you provide yourself with a roadmap for success. It gives you a clear direction and helps you stay focused and motivated. Without goals, you may find yourself aimlessly wandering through your English learning journey, unsure of where you're headed and how to improve. To set effective speaking goals, it's important to understand the concept of SMART goals. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Each component of SMART goals plays a crucial role in setting goals that are both realistic and attainable. First, let's talk about being specific. Setting specific goals means clearly defining what you want to achieve. For example, instead of saying, "I want to improve my speaking skills," you can set a specific goal like, "I want to be able to hold a conversation with a native English speaker for 15 minutes without feeling nervous or struggling to find words." Being specific helps you focus your efforts and track your progress more effectively. It gives you a clear target to aim for, which can be a great source of motivation and inspiration. Measuring progress is another crucial aspect of setting speaking goals. Without measuring your progress, it's difficult to know if you're moving in the right direction or if your efforts are paying off. There are different ways to measure progress, such as self-assessment or working with a language partner or teacher who can provide feedback and guidance. Setting achievable goals is also important. It's essential to set goals that are realistic and attainable, taking into consideration your current level of proficiency and available resources. Setting goals that are too ambitious or out of reach can lead to frustration and disappointment. By setting achievable goals, you set yourself up for success and create a positive learning experience. Another key aspect of setting speaking goals is relevance. It's important to set goals that are relevant to your specific needs and interests. When your goals align with your personal interests or career aspirations, you're more likely to stay motivated and engaged in the learning process. For example, if you're interested in business English, setting a goal to improve your presentation skills or negotiate confidently in English would be relevant to your specific needs. Setting time-bound goals is crucial to staying motivated and focused. When you set deadlines or timelines for achieving your speaking goals, you create a sense of urgency and accountability. It helps you stay committed to your goals and prevents procrastination. By setting time-bound goals, you create a sense of structure and discipline in your English learning journey. Now that you understand the importance of setting speaking goals and the components of SMART goals, let's talk about some practical strategies for setting goals. One effective strategy is to break larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks. This makes the goals more attainable and allows you to track your progress more effectively. Prioritizing goals is another useful strategy. It's important to identify which goals are most important to you and focus your efforts on those. By prioritizing your goals, you can avoid feeling overwhelmed and ensure that you're making progress in the areas that matter most to you. Creating action plans is also crucial. An action plan outlines the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. It helps you stay organized and provides a roadmap for success. When creating an action plan, break down your goals into smaller tasks, assign deadlines to each task, and identify the resources or support you need to accomplish them. While setting and working towards speaking goals can be a rewarding experience, it's not without its challenges. There may be times when you feel unmotivated or encounter setbacks. It's important to stay resilient and persevere through these challenges. Seek support from language partners or teachers who can provide guidance and encouragement. Celebrate your achievements along the way, no matter how small they may seem. Remember, progress is progress, and every step counts towards achieving your speaking goals. In conclusion, setting speaking goals is a powerful tool for enhancing your proficiency in English. By setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals, you provide yourself with a clear direction and motivation. Implementing strategies such as breaking goals into smaller tasks, prioritizing, and creating action plans can help you stay focused and make progress. Remember, the journey towards improving your speaking skills is a continuous one, but with commitment and perseverance, you can achieve your goals and experience growth and improvement.
At the dentist, dental surgery. Dental surgery is a standard procedure that is often recommended to alleviate a variety of dental problems. However, the thought of undergoing surgery can be daunting for many people. If you are considering dental surgery, there are several things you need to know to make an informed decision. This blog post will explore the basics of dental surgery, including the different types of procedures, the risks and benefits, and what to expect during and after the surgery. We will also provide tips on preparing for dental surgery and taking care of yourself during the recovery period. The information in this post is intended to help you better understand dental surgery, and make an informed decision about your oral health. It is important to remember that dental surgery is serious and should not be taken lightly. By educating yourself on the subject, you can decide whether dental surgery is right for you. 1. Types of dental surgeries available. Dental surgery is a unique surgery performed by a dentist or oral surgeon. Several types of dental surgeries are available to help treat various dental problems. One common type of dental surgery is tooth extraction, which removes a damaged or decayed tooth. Other dental surgeries include root canals, gum grafts, dental implants, and wisdom teeth removal. Root canals are performed to treat an infected or inflamed tooth pulp, while gum grafts are performed to treat receding gums. Dental implants replace missing teeth. Wisdom teeth removal is a procedure to remove the third molars that can cause discomfort and dental issues. It is essential to discuss with your dentist or oral surgeon the different types of dental surgeries available and which one is appropriate for your dental problem. Dental surgeries are typically performed in a dental office or oral surgery center using local or general anesthesia, depending on the procedure and patient's needs. 2. What to expect during surgery. Dental surgery is a standard procedure many people may need to undergo at some point. If you are scheduled for dental surgery, it is essential to understand what to expect before, during, and after the procedure. During the consultation with your dentist, they will explain the nature of the surgery, the type of anesthesia used, and the potential risks associated with the procedure. On the day of the surgery, you must arrive at the dental office early to complete any necessary paperwork and prepare for the course. The dentist will then administer the anesthesia and begin the surgery. Depending on the type of procedure, it may take a few minutes to several hours. After the surgery, you may experience discomfort, swelling, and bleeding, all common side effects. Following your dentist's postoperative instructions carefully ensures a smooth and successful recovery. Overall, with proper preparation and care, dental surgery can be a safe and effective way to address various dental issues. 3. Postoperative care and recovery. Postoperative care and recovery are essential aspects of dental surgery that should not be neglected. After the procedure, your dentist or dental office will provide detailed instructions on taking care of your mouth to ensure proper healing. You may be prescribed pain medication or antibiotics to help manage discomfort or prevent infection. It is crucial to follow these instructions carefully and take any medication prescribed as directed. You must also avoid certain foods and activities, such as smoking or drinking through a straw, as they can hinder healing. Your dentist may also recommend rinsing your mouth with salt water or using a special mouthwash to keep the surgical site clean. Attending any follow-up appointments with your dentist is essential to monitor the healing process and address any concerns or issues that may arise. You can ensure a smooth and successful recovery by taking proper care of your mouth after dental surgery. 4. Possible risks and complications. When considering dental surgery, it's essential to understand that there are potential risks and complications associated with the procedure. While modern dental practices and technologies strive to minimize these risks, they can still occur. Some possible risks and complications of dental surgery include infection, excessive bleeding, nerve damage, and allergic reactions to anesthesia or medications. It's important to discuss any concerns or questions you may have with your dentist or the dental office before the surgery. Your dentist will be able to explain the specific risks and complications associated with your procedure and how they plan to minimize them. It's also important to carefully follow any preoperative and postoperative instructions provided by your dentist to help reduce the risk of complications and ensure a successful recovery. 5. When to contact your dentist. Knowing when to contact your dentist or dental office is essential if you have recently undergone dental surgery. Here are 5 situations that warrant a call to your dental professional. 1. Persistent pain. If you are experiencing persistent pain after your dental surgery, it is essential to contact your dentist immediately. This may be a sign of an infection or other complication. 2. Bleeding. Some post-surgical bleeding is normal, but if it persists or becomes heavy, it is essential to seek medical attention. 3. Swelling. Swelling is joint after dental surgery, but if it persists or becomes severe, it may signal an infection or other complication. 4. Numbness. If you experience numbness in your mouth or face after dental surgery, contact your dentist immediately. This could be a sign of nerve damage. 5. Loose or broken teeth. If you experience any looseness or breakage of teeth after dental surgery, it is essential to contact your dentist as soon as possible. This may indicate a problem with the surgery or a pre-existing dental issue that needs to be addressed. In general, if you have any concerns or questions about your recovery after dental surgery, don't hesitate to contact your dentist or dental office for guidance and. In conclusion, dental surgery can seem daunting, but with proper preparation and communication with your dentist or oral surgeon, the process can be smooth and successful. Remember to follow all pre- and post-operative instructions, including diet or medication recommendations. You can recover quickly and return to your regular daily routine with the proper care with a healthy, pain-free smile. Regular dental checkups and cleanings can help prevent the need for surgery, so be sure to maintain good oral hygiene and seek dental care as needed.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.